The world is running out of oil, and energy experts believe that there could be serious shortages in 10 years' time. Not only is each individual using more oil than ever before, as the standard of living in industrialized countries rises, but the population explosion means that each year, many more people will be using oil in some form or other. Until recently, we took oil for granted. It seemed it would never stop flowing. It was so cheap and plentiful that the whole world came to depend on it. Governments neglected other sources of energy. Electricity was generated from oil, and power stations were fired by it. It found its way into many of the products of light industry. Many people are surprised when they learn how many items in their homes contain oil. The increase in the price of oil has brought the world to its senses. Governments are searching for a suitable alternative, but so far in vain. They are considering how they can make better use of the two other major fuels, coal and natural gas. But they have found that neither can take the place of oil in their economies. In recent years, there has been a growing concern for the environment, and coal is not a popular fuel with environmentalists. Coal mines are ugly, and their development has a serious effect on animal and plant life. Coal itself is a heavy pollutant. Natural gas, the purest of the three fuels, is also the most limited in supply. The answer would seem to lie in nuclear power stations. They need very little fuel to produce enormous amounts of power, and they do not pollute the atmosphere. Their dangers, however, are so great and the cost of building them so high that some governments are unwilling to invest in them. Not only could one accident in a single nuclear power station spread as much radioactivity as 1,000 Hiroshima atom bombs, but the radioactive waste from these stations is extremely dangerous. For 100,000 years. So is there no possible alternative to nuclear power? Well, there are several. But none of them seems likely to satisfy future world energy demands. Scientists have recently turned their attention to natural sources of energy, the sun, the sea, the wind, and hot springs. Of these, the sun seems the most promising source for the future. Houses have already been built which are heated entirely by solar energy. However, solar energy can only be collected during daylight hours, and in countries where the weather is unreliable, an alternative heating system has to be included.